Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 160. In Global GNM Daily Health Tips, we deal with lessons on German New Medicine, the most modern and revolutionary medical science based on the five biological laws of nature discovered by Dr. Eike Hammer. Today we are going to discuss the second part of the special biological program of the uterus muscles. Uterus muscles consist of smooth muscles derived from endoderm and controlled from the midbrain situated at the outermost part of the brainstem. As is already told in the study of the SBS of any organ, after understanding its tissue of origin, what is most important to remember is its biological conflict. Here in the case of uterus muscles, the biological conflict linked to it is not being able to hold the fetus or, in other words, not getting pregnant. In practical situations where the lady is not able to hold the fetus, as it happens in an abortion or miscarriage, or even in paralytic conditions of the cervix, the lady may be conflicted. This conflict has to be differentiated from that of the biological special program of the uterus we studied under organs controlled from the brainstem. Conflicts of the uterus muscles can occur when a lady is unable to mother a child due to early menopause, removal of both ovaries, etc., or even due to infertility, which can be because of the erectile dysfunction of the partner even. In short, if the lady has any difficulty to conceive, it is the main conflict situation, especially when she has a strong desire to have one or more children. If she was forced to do a tubal ligation, or if she is using intrauterine devices or contraceptive pills to prevent pregnancy and at the same time having desire to conceive, she may have this conflict. Sometimes this conflict may be experienced by her also with or on behalf of some other ladies whom she loves. Under the special biological program of uterus muscles, we get the most common condition known as uterine fibroids. They occur during the conflict active phase of the uterus muscles. They may be classified as fibromyomas or leiomyomas. The biological purpose of the development of cell proliferation of the uterine muscles is to be understood well. For the common man, what is taught by the conventional medicine is his medical knowledge. For them, fibroids grow for no reason and are causing infertility. In GNM, we learned that the psychic conflict or biological conflict of not being able to hold the fetus or not getting the pregnancy is what is the cause of the fibroids, and by the development of fibroids, the nature intends to serve the biological purpose of providing additional muscle tissue in order to increase its tension and thus to strengthen the uterine muscles. Nature wants the uterus muscles to hold the fetus and thus to facilitate delivery instead of preventing a pregnancy or delivery. The size of the fibroid or fibroids is decided by the degree and duration of the CFAs and the subjectivity of the lady. During the healing phase, even though the tension of the uterus muscles comes back to normal and the whole healing phase gets over, the fibroids may remain. In many cases of uterine fibroids, there may occur profuse uterine bleeding. This happens when the fibroids are situated close to the endometrium. This occurs especially during the epileptoid crisis of the SBS of the uterus muscles. More heavy bleeding during the menses also can occur because the fibroids are close to the endometrium and the endometrial lining gets shed during the menstruation process. Please remember here that all heavy menstrual bleedings are not caused due to fibroids of the uterus muscles. We saw already that during the healing phase, the outer wall of the uterus tumors formed during the CA phase of the SBS of the uterus mucosa might break, causing the heavy menstrual bleeding called menorrhagia, especially if the conflux of uterus mucosa is relapsing or hanging. In ovary program also, there can have heavy menstrual bleeding when large ovarian cysts are present. During the healing phase of the program of the cervix mucosa also, there can occur heavy menstrual bleeding. Even in some schizophrenic constellations like manic depression also, there can have heavy bleeding during menstruation. We will learn all of them in detail later. To conclude the discussion on uterine fibroids, if there is the syndrome and its water retention due to abandonment or existence conflicts, the fibroids may be appearing as very huge, and such large growths in the uterus muscles are often diagnosed by conventional medicine as myometrial sarcoma. If there is a lasting self-devaluation conflict, it can result in the weakness of the ligaments and the uterus muscles, causing the condition known as uterine prolapse. She may develop the feeling that I am not very good about my uterus. Friends, we finish the SBS of the uterus muscles here. My best wishes. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.